Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration speaks to the heart of anyone caught between faith and fulfillment. Friend, if you know that you are poised on the brink of what's been promised, but have been pondering when God will intervene, as you tune in, be prepared for a reaffirmation that steadfast belief in God's word will set you on a divine trajectory toward the most profound of life's blessings. As you maintain your fervor and keep the faith, you'll witness how a season of hardships can blossom into a time of victory, bringing about the realization of God's unwavering promises. Welcome to this, your Wednesday, May 8th, 2024 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. My heart is always rejoicing whenever we come together to receive an on-time word from God. It is my honor to greet you, to sow seeds of encouragement into your heart, and to share a message that beautifully captures that space in between waiting and fulfillment. I had to press my way to the studio today for this one. You know, bestie, God has been admonishing me to push through lately, even when I don't feel 100%. I frequently tell you about my compromised immune system and how I'll get nagging colds and lose my voice. Well, this morning, I woke up with no voice and feeling under the weather. But God challenged me to press on anyhow. I was speaking to my father in Atlanta, more like whispering to him on the phone, and he and I prayed together right on that call. And before I hung up, my voice started getting stronger. And then God told me to do something unconventional and make my way to the studio and share a word with you. I had already intended to share a written devotion, but God said, complete the audio. So I just believe somebody needs to hear what God is speaking today. Bestie, you know, the enemy loves to attack us at the place of purpose and promise. He wants to deter us and discourage us from walking in the fullness of who God created us to be. But God sent me to you today to remind you that the power of God is greater than any adversity, adversary, or attack that comes against you. He causes all things to work together for the good of them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose, as Romans 8 and 28 teaches us. All things, even when they don't feel good, are working together for your good. So even when it feels bad, confess with your mouth that it's all good because God is working. You know, sometimes we get so discouraged because the attack comes, the storm comes, the struggle comes, the disappointment comes, the curveball comes, come on, and it hits us out of nowhere. The floods rise from the stormy seas, threatening to overwhelm and drown us. But the word of the Lord declares in Isaiah 59 and 20, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Psalm 91, 2 declares, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Bestie, this trial is just a trust exercise. It's inconvenient, but it's an opportunity to place your faith in the one who never fails and push forward, push ahead, press through anyway, like the woman with the issue of blood pressed her way through the crowd in Mark 5 and 25 through 34, refusing to allow her circumstances, her condition, and her lowly position to stop her from getting to Jesus and touching the hem of his garment. Friend, it was not her finger that touched him, but her faith that touched him and caused the virtue to go out of Jesus and flow into her sick body, causing wholeness to replace illness, causing regularity to overcome every irregularity. Jesus, the one whose blood flowed freely on the cross to heal us of every malady, caused the woman's blood to stop flowing after 12 long years, proving he has all power to overcome any disease, distress, and dysfunction. I wonder, what is it that might be distressing you today? I believe God sent this old girl, Deanna Hobbs, to tell you that the blood of Jesus still works. If I was in the sanctuary, I'd tell you to tap your neighbor and tell him the blood still works. It still works. Ah, yes, it does. As the song says, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, somebody say never, never lose its power. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. The blood still works. I got to quit before I turn this podcast studio into a church house and this broadcast into a revival. Well, honestly, I think it's too late. The transformation has already taken place. Somebody listening right now, God sent me for you. He's already turning that situation around. By the time you finish listening to this podcast, he told me to tell you some stuff you've been praying about will have already shifted. I'm on assignment today. God sent me for you. This is not an accident that you're here. You've been praying and waiting on God to do some things and bring some stuff together in your life. I dare you to declare by faith, God is doing it right now. I know this is not how I typically open up a podcast, but this is a Holy Ghost hijack of this broadcast today. God is here. Oh, yes, he is. And that's why you're receiving this word. That's why the enemy came for my voice. He didn't want this word to get out and for the anointing of God to flow to you. But he's defeated. Glory to the name of God. Psalm 107:20 says he sent his word and healed them. That's what this word is doing. Everywhere you hurt, the word of God is healing it. Every broken situation, the word of God is healing it. Every fractured circumstance, the word of God is healing it. He's putting the pieces of the puzzle together, putting the pieces of your life back together, mending your broken heart back together, putting broken relationships back together. I know the Lord is with us, and I know the word of God works. And I wonder if anybody out there knows that there's power in the word of God. I know I've got at least one witness to this fact. Bestie, her name is Valenthea, a precious member of the Daily Cup Faith family from Chicago, who reached out to share her powerful testimony with us, confirming this. And here's what she wrote. 3 long weeks I spent in a hospital bed battling a serious illness that seemed to have the upper hand. It was during this trying time that a hidden tumor in my breast came to light. My body refused food. My fever raged on. An unexplainable weight loss baffled the doctors. Valenthea says, I was losing hope, fearing that I might never leave that room. In search of some comfort, I turned to your Daily Cup podcast, letting it fill the space around me. Oh my, it wasn't just me. Even the nurses paused their rounds to listen, drawn in by the messages of faith. I remember one nurse, tears in her eyes, confessing how she found her faith reignited by the words she heard. It was clear to me then, God was moving. His presence was felt by all within those hospital walls. And then the breakthrough. The tumor, thankfully, was not malignant. The doctors finally pinpointed sepsis as the culprit of my ailments, a condition that nearly claimed my life, but God had other plans. Deanna, your devotionals were the lifeline of my faith, ushering God's anointing in that room. My deepest gratitude for being the voice of encouragement when I was most vulnerable. Glory to God. Thank you, Valenthea. Thank you, Jesus, for sharing this testimony. It touched me deeply because I know how difficult it can be when you're in the hospital battling for your life. Can I get a witness on that? Anybody understand? Aside from the pain and discomfort caused by the ailment, serious illness takes a toll mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Oh, but this praise report is reminding us all of the power of God's word to ignite our faith, to give us the strength we need through trying times, and to release supernatural healing in desolate places, even in the hospital room. You know what I want to do right now. Can we get a praise break right here?
Powerful and inspiring testimonies like this remind us that God is transforming lives through this ministry. We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. The power of the Lord is moving. I'm about to share the devotion of the day with you in a minute. This is the audio companion to that written devotion currently available at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. But I want you to open your heart to receive this in faith. Don't just listen to the words passively. Realize that this message is just for you. And I declare that you'll hear the voice of the Lord speaking through these prepared words. As Revelation 2:29 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now let us pray. Dear God, we your people have gathered here today for no other purpose but to hear a word from you. I ask that a special anointing be upon every person you sent to press play, that the power of the Holy Ghost will permeate every word and penetrate the circumstances of every hearer. Let them never be the same again as they receive this message by faith. In the words of the prophet in 1 Samuel 3:10, let our heart's posture be, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." In Jesus' name, amen. Between faith and fulfillment. Bestie, when I was a young girl, a relative promised me a sweet treat from the corner store upon her return from an errand. The mere thought set my heart aflutter with anticipation, and as she disappeared around the bend of our street, my spirits lifted. Each step I took was buoyed by the joy of her promise, and my smile was the outward expression of an inner certainty that she would fulfill her word. The hours stretched long, each one melting into the next. The bright image of candy-colored dreams waned in the daylight. As the clock's hands turned, the sun dipped lower, casting long shadows and a golden hue over my waiting. Anxiousness pricked at the edges of my excitement, yet it never fully punctured the bubble of belief that she would return as promised. Just as the day began to sigh into the embrace of twilight, there she was, strolling down the street. True to her word, she guided me to the candy store, a wonderland of lollipops and gumdrops. I was the epitome of a joyful child, my waiting rewarded, my faith justified. Although I did not prefer the delay, I never lost the pure, unadulterated trust that her promise to me would be honored. How different, bestie, our walks with the Lord might be if we could harness that same childlike faith, the unwavering confidence that our Heavenly Father will do exactly as He says, regardless of how circumstances appear. Yet, all too often, when the waiting extends and the dusk of our expectations threatens to settle in, our hearts waver and dance precariously between hope and doubt. But today, I bring a message of remembrance and encouragement. Recall the simplicity of faith you once held as a child. Our Abba Father, our loving Daddy God, beckons us to cling to that innate trust. He asks, "Do you believe my word, no matter the appearance of things?" The Lord yearns for us to possess steadfast faith, hope, expectation, and anticipation. You know, bestie, in the ancient narrative of Genesis 15, we find Abram, later known as Abraham, the father of faith, in a place of expectancy mixed with uncertainty. Amidst a barren land with the quietness of an empty home ringing in his ears, Abram was faced with a promise that seemed to defy every aspect of his reality. Before he had any children, the Lord made a covenant with him, promising an heir, numerous descendants, and possession of the promised land. In the stillness of a sacred moment, Abram stood before the Almighty, his heart heavy with hope and hesitation, and said, "Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it?" That's Genesis 15 and 8. I wonder, have you ever asked, bestie, "God, how can I know you'll do it?" Like us, Abram longed for reassurance, a tangible sign that the promises whispered into the depths of his spirit would indeed come to pass. And like us, he faced an apparent contradiction. His current reality bore no resemblance to the glorious future God had painted with his words. So God commanded Abram to bring a heifer, a goat, a ram, a dove, and a young pigeon. At once, Abram obeyed and prepared these animals for a covenant ritual symbolizing God's unyielding commitment. But as Abram prepared the sacrificial animals, he faced a challenge. Somebody say a challenge. Birds of prey descended, threatening to consume the offerings and disrupt the sacred ceremony, according to Genesis 15 and 11. Yet Abram did not stand idly by. He acted and drove away the birds, protecting the sanctity of the covenant. In our lives, the birds of prey can take many forms: doubt, fear, negativity, or the discouragement that swoops in, whispering that the wait is in vain. These birds perch themselves on our shoulders and chirp in our ears. "How can you know God spoke that? Why do you still believe after so much time has passed? How foolish and naive can you be?" These pessimistic thoughts, conflicting ideas, and undermining questions are distractions aimed to snatch away our confidence in God's promises. Like Abram, we must be vigilant, standing firm in faith to protect the covenant. We must actively drive away these intrusions that seek to devour our hope and rest in the unshakable covenant of our faithful God, who always shows up and keeps his word. Bestie, God certainly showed up for Abram. As the sun dipped below the horizon and darkness enveloped the land, God appeared in a theophany, a visible revelation of the divine, as a smoking firepot and a blazing torch moving in the space between the pieces of the covenant, according to Genesis 15 and 17. This is so significant, bestie. In the ancient Near East, there existed powerful rituals that breathed life into covenants. One such rite was both profound and somber: the dismembering of animals, their parts laid out in parallel rows to form a path between them. It's known as cutting the covenant. Those who entered into the covenant would walk this path, the space between the dissected carcasses, calling down a curse upon themselves should they fail to uphold their solemn promises. This act signified a grave pledge. Should I falter in honoring this covenant, may the fate that befell these creatures also befall me. Remarkably now, in Genesis 15, it is only God who traverses the path between the severed offerings. Abram, whose faith had already been affirmed, does not walk this path. It is God alone who swears by his own name that his promises will be fulfilled. This self-maledictory oath, where God invokes no higher authority than himself, serves as an unwavering guarantee to his people, as we see in Hebrews 6 and 13 through 18. When God himself stepped into the space between, he was vowing that nothing would come between him and the oath he made with Abram. Surely his words would come to fruition. This space between the promise given and the promise kept is a testing ground for our faith, where the seeds of doubt often find fertile soil. The space between doesn't have to be a barren desert, however. Through faith, it becomes a nurturing garden where trust in God's timing blossoms. It morphs into the arena of God's faithfulness, where he shows up, much like he did in Abram's life, to cut a covenant and remind us that he is a covenant keeper. Come on, bestie. Here, God invites us to witness the unfolding of his divine plan, to see that the promises he makes are not empty words, but sacred assurances. This is where we, like Abram, learn that the Almighty is not just making promises, but is actively engaged in bringing them to pass. As you dwell in your own space between, hold on to the truth that God is present in your waiting. He is the God who fills the void, the God who reassures, the God who keeps his covenant. Oh, yes, he is. When waiting, however, it's easy to forget that our God is not bound by our timelines or limited by our circumstances. Can I get an amen on that? He speaks life into barrenness, declares victory in the midst of battles, and promises inheritance before there's even an heir. When God gave Abram this word, there was no child, no multitude of descendants to walk the land God had designated. Yet the Lord, who is always faithful, made a covenant. When God gave Noah a word about a forthcoming flood and the need to build an ark, there was no rain, no sign of the deluge that would cover the earth. Yet the Lord, who is always faithful, made a covenant in Genesis 6 and 13 through 18. When God gave Joshua a word about the walls of Jericho falling, there was no physical evidence of their impending collapse, no cracks or signs of weakness in their formidable structure. Yet the Lord, who is always faithful, made a covenant in Joshua 6 and 1 through 5. When God gave David a word about becoming the king of Israel, there was no royal pedigree, no throne awaiting the young shepherd boy from Bethlehem. Yet the Lord, who is always faithful, made a covenant in 1 Samuel 16 and 12 through 13. I feel a preach in my belly. When God gave Gideon a word about victory over the Midianites, there was no army, no might in the eyes of Israel or Gideon himself to defeat such a vast host. Yet the Lord, who is always faithful, made a covenant in Judges 6 and 12 through 16. When God gave Mary a word about bearing the Messiah, there was no human father, no conceivable way in the natural for the virgin to conceive a child. Yet the Lord, who is always faithful, made a covenant in Luke 1 and 30 through 35. God often gives you a word that completely contradicts your circumstances to test your faith and prove his faithfulness. He's going to do what he said, friend, no matter what it looks like. Perhaps today you find yourself in a place much like Abram's, Noah's, Joshua's, David's, Gideon's, and Mary's, standing between faith and fulfillment, holding on to a promise that seems impossible, staring at a future that feels out of reach. You're not alone. The same God who assured them is assuring you through this devotion. He's the God who declares the end from the beginning, who calls into existence things that do not exist, according to Romans 4:17. Know this, bestie. God often speaks prophetically into our lives when everything around us seems to scream the opposite. He declares healing when we are still in pain, provision when resources are scarce, and joy when our eyes are filled with tears. He announces peace when chaos surrounds us, strength when weakness takes hold, and victory when defeat seems certain. He proclaims life when death looms, restoration when ruin appears inevitable, and courage when fear whispers loudly. And in those moments when our faith wavers, when we, like Abram, ask, "How can I know?" God is gracious to confirm His word to us. This is precisely what He's doing right now through this cup of inspiration, which is why I'm stirring 2 Corinthians 1:20 in the New King James Version into your cup as the sweetener, which says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." As you drink down the contents of your cup, remember that He is the covenant-keeping God, El Shaddai, God Almighty, who fulfills every word He speaks. If you're wondering, "Is God going to heal me?" Yes and amen. "Is God going to make a way for me?" Yes and amen. "Does the victory really belong to me?" Yes and amen. "Will He supply all my needs?" Yes and amen. "Will I live out my true purpose and maximize my God-ordained potential?" Yes and amen. "Will He do the impossible and work a miracle for me?" Yes and amen. Listen, God's promises to you are not dependent on your circumstances, your abilities, or the passage of time. Hold fast to the assurance that what our faithful God has spoken over your life will come to pass. If you believe it, say yes and amen. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you for being a God who keeps your promises. Like Abram, they sometimes struggle to see how your words will come to pass in their life, yet they choose to trust in your faithfulness and timing. So as they wait on you, help them to cling to your promises, even when their circumstances seem to contradict them, and rest in the assurance that you are a God who cannot lie and one who never fails to fulfill every promise you have made. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.